Not to be upstage, there was also a big Republican political event in Los Angeles today.
I am endorsing Senator McCain to be the next president of the United States.
That, of course, is California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger throwing his political star power behind John McCain.
There are people out there that talk about reaching across the aisle, but he has shown the action over and over again. He's also a crusader to end wasteful spending in Washington, which is so important. And he's a crusader, has a great vision in protecting the environment and also protecting simultaneously the economy.
Sharing the stage with John McCain and Arnold Schwarzenegger today, former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. He endorsed McCain yesterday after dropping out of the race. Despite those endorsements, McCain's rivals, Mitt Romney and Mike Huckabee and Ron Paul, show no signs of backing down ahead of Super Tuesday. And if there was ever a time when Super Tuesday deserved that title, it is this year. 24 states are taking part in what has become the closest thing to a national primary this country has ever seen. Thousands of delegates are at stake. Today, we're going to hear from four of our reporters in Super Tuesday states. To get a sense of the races there, we're going to start with NPR's Jason Beaubien in Missouri.
Over the last week in the heart of Kansas City, presidential yard signs have started to pop up. But here in the conservative suburb of Lee's Summit, Missouri, there are almost none.
Now that you mention it, I haven't really noticed any campaign signs for the presidential.
Rick Raines runs a barbershop on 3rd Street in downtown Lee's Summit. Despite few visible indications that an election is less than a week away, Raines says customers are talking about it. Sean Mitkiff, who also cuts hair at the shop, says the two most prominent issues customers are grappling with are religion and health care.
Even though these families are conservative, they're caught in the loop of wanting to side with the more non-conservative ideas about health care to get health care, and they're wrestling with their morals versus their budget, you know?
University of Missouri, Kansas City political scientist Elizabeth Moore says this year, residents of this purple state are still waiting to be wooed.
So far, it seems as if the candidates have all but ignored Missouri outside of a few fundraising events.
In the Republican primary, Moore says any of three candidates could win it. Mike Huckabee is hoping to do well among socially conservative voters in rural areas. Mitt Romney and John McCain both are potentially appealing to fiscal conservatives around St. Louis, Columbia, and Kansas City. And in an election season that's lacked direction, it may be fitting that the state's most prominent Republican, Senator Kit Bond, endorsed Rudy Giuliani, who's no longer in the race. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Kansas City.